Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Six ten on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Man, what a nice day yesterday turned out to be.
Beautiful, right? That blue sky was gorgeous.
Just awesome.
Yep.
Today, it's, I don't know, it was nice. I like the temperature this morning.
Some changes.
Yeah, chilly, but not bad.
It's cool this morning. I think you're probably reaching for a jacket near 50 degrees this morning.
I threw the vest on this morning.
But you won't need it this afternoon. We're reaching into the 70s for most of New Jersey. Our rain has actually pushed a little bit later. I think it's mainly an evening rain event now rather than afternoon. So that's going to let us warm up to 70 to 75 this afternoon.
Into the morning commute tomorrow or not steady rain, just spotty?
So I'm going to say probably not.
Okay.
I have a shower chance through mid-morning tomorrow. That would be
Got
like
it.
8 or 9 o'clock, but that's kind of a just-in-case thing.
Okay.
I think by daybreak tomorrow, functionally, the rain is done. It really looks to peak this evening, like 8, 9, 10 o'clock. That's going to be the best chance for like a rumble of thunder, too.
Okay.
It's going to be this evening.
But late night, fine, and early morning. So what about as we head into the weekend? I mean, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, it is Wednesday, and that's when we start talking
about the weekend.
So this is our one and only shot of like unsettled inclement weather of the week. So once this passes, you know, tomorrow.
That's great news.
Yeah, tomorrow and Friday will turn into nice weather days. Technically, on the cool side of normal, but so was yesterday. You know, yesterday we were in the 60s. That's cooler than normal for mid-May, and that's about where we'll end up tomorrow and Friday. So that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Then we're going to heat up.
What's the problem? Ah, it's summer's here.
It's not necessarily a problem.
All
if
right,
you've
we'll
been
take
craving
it.
Some summery weather here, we are going to get well into the 70s on Saturday and then 80s on Sunday into early next week.
So how about water temperature this weekend?
Ah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Water temperatures are approaching 60. So the ocean water is still pretty cool at this point. But possible beach weather. I mean, that's kind of where we're thinking, right? This is
Is
the weekend before Memorial Day weekend. I have to think that folks will be having that thought. And what a coincidence, this Friday, we are going to fire up the Jersey Shore Report for the season. We
post
that every morning starting this Friday all the way through Labor Day weekend at least. So you can get your daily dose of shore conditions, including ocean temperatures, rip currents, and more at NJ115.com.
We'll be ready. Thanks, Dan.
I'm getting it ready.
I'm ready for summer.
It's about that time, right?
I'm ready. I'm feeling it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dan.
Yes.
Eric, I know you're ready for summer, but are you doing your annual trek to the Jersey Shore this summer?
At the end of the year.
End of the year,
so
right?
It'll be,
September, right? Is that when you do it?
Yep.
Right after Labor Day.
The start of the shoulder season. It's our favorite time to be down the shore.
Yeah, we're going to go to Cape May this year.
Love Cape May.
After Labor Day. We got the kids coming in.
We're actually thinking about Cape May as well.
You know, the kids are coming in. We're like, let's do something that we haven't done. And I thought, I don't want to be in the crush of the season.
Yeah.
And September's a great time. Like I love September. Early September, the ocean gets up to 70, 71 degrees. You get those 80-degree days and cooler nights. I love it. I love the fall. Even though that is technically still the summer. That early September, I think, is the sweet spot for the shore.
Yeah, when September moves into October, that is probably my favorite time of year, because it's still warm during the day, it's cooler at night, you can sit out, you know, around the fire pit, and you know, it's just that transition from summer into the beginning of fall, I think, is my favorite time of year.
Now, interestingly enough, it looks like we have our first evidence of time travel. I don't know if you know this.
Okay.
Apparently a medieval warrior came down and landed in Woodbury and shot his arrow at a man.
I saw that.
What the Who is shooting people with arrows? What? I read that, and I wanted to ask you, maybe you know or you don't know, do you have to register a bow and arrow as a weapon? Is that a thing? Because it is New Jersey. And I ask that, you know, full disclosure, my father-in-law, Jody's dad, who passed away now, oh my God, 5 years ago. I mean, it's, but I have a bow and arrow that he used to hunt with. Not a crossbow, not like literally a string bow and arrows.
I do not believe.
I'm like, is that a weapon?
Yeah. I don't believe that you have to register it, but you do have to obtain a valid bow and arrow hunting license if you're going to hunt with one.
So you can't really walk around the streets with the bow and arrow. Like, I can't put a quiver on my back.
I don't.
Right? With the arrows.
Because
I was thinking about heading into town. I mean, this inspired me, this story. I'm like, I'm going to put the quiver, put it across my back, put the arrows in, and just walk and see what happens. Maybe a Robin Hood hat.
Right.
Is the guy okay? Like, he got...
The guy's okay. He was treated and released at the hospital. But the bizarre thing is that when police put the release out about the incident, they said they believe it was targeted. So when I first saw the story, I'm like, oh, okay. Is it bow season for something out there? Is this guy in the wrong place? And no, apparently this guy went out there with a bow and arrow specifically to shoot this dude who's in his 60s.
Is he 65 years old?
Yeah.
Got shot with an arrow.
Yeah.
Do we know who shot him?
No, they haven't.
So the guy is on the loose. I am floating the theory this is time travel, and this is some guy got caught from medieval times, and all of a sudden he ended up in Jersey. Can you imagine the shock of that? They would be like, oh, no running water, disease, famine, you know, send me back. Send me back.
Well, if you're the victim, all of a sudden you're like, wait, what? What just happened?
How did I
arrow sticking out of me.
I'm sorry to laugh, but and there's not really a topic there. I mean, I could ask you, have you ever been shot with an arrow? But I am curious if anyone knows, do people still hunt with the old-fashioned string bow? I mean, it's instead of the crossbows. I know, you know, they've got now pretty fancy weaponry with bow shots and everything else. But I wonder, because I've got one, I don't really know what to do with it. I was thinking maybe we should sell it on eBay.
Is it a compound bow? Does it have more than one string and pulleys on either end?
No.
It's just a regular
bow. It's like a regular. I got to take a picture of it. I will take a picture of it and bring it in. You got to see it.
It might be something that a collector is interested in. I mean, I know people that do hunt with crossbows, but most of the time,
and it's the compound bow gives you more force because you've got the additional. And now I got to look at it. Before I answer that under oath, let me take a look at it. It's in our garage. I didn't know what to do with it. Like, all of a sudden, I've got this. And when we helped Jody's mom move out, like, the arrows and the bows, and we're like, well, I guess we should take that. You don't leave that. So now I've got one. But I don't know anybody that actually knows how to use it. And I certainly don't want to screw around with it in the backyard. The thing will, you know me, the thing will break and it'll plant it in my foot. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. If you got anything to say about the bow and arrow or the time traveler, let me know. 617, Fast Driving Instant Weather next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Arrow.
.623 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk of Jersey. Take your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Dan, can I ask you, it's odd that you just said off the air or maybe you just said it on the air. I blur the on-air, off-air things because I assume the microphones are always on. The first official day of summer is now 40 days away.
40 days, yeah.
Okay.
That...
When you said that, it seemed weird to me because I feel like we're here. I just like it's all of a sudden like, oh wait,
no,
we
still
have 40
days
more days of spring.
Mm-hmm.
That and it reminds me of why I say this all the time. It is one thing I love about Jersey. It is one reason I dig in.
Yes,
I like the seasons.
And people complain when we don't have all four seasons.
Right.
And I think it's fair to say, well, we definitely had a winter this year. Oh
yes,
boy,
we did
have a winter. And I think it's fair to say we had a spring.
Absolutely.
You know, we've had so many days with temperatures that have actually been running below normal. We've had plenty of days in the 50s and 60s where it's felt cool but not cold. I think the one thing that's been missing really is rain. We could really use
not a ton of rain. But this is the first year in a while I remember that I went back to the vest and the skull cap.
Yeah, you've been wearing that vest a lot.
Yeah, it's freezing in here for some reason. I don't know if they left the air on overnight. It was very cold this morning.
And it stinks.
It does stink.
There's a smell around here this morning.
I wonder who do we call? Let's see. Annette. I feel like there should be a kind of like when they call Batman and we put the...
Leave Annette alone. Annette does everything else around here.
She does everything. I know.
She needs to sleep eventually.
I know, but she's the only one that knows how to solve
it. Maybe we could get you like a mobile microphone and you could like explore the building and try to find what the smell is.
I actually attempted that one year. That did not work. When EJ was I said,
seem to remember you remember with a that? Really long microphone cord going.
I did when we brought the band into the lobby.
Yes, yeah.
So I walked out with the microphone, but it didn't work the way we wanted it to. It was, we needed a longer cord. Let's just say that. I would like to know what smells. Kathy, do you?
Did you adjust the thermostat or just complain that it's too cold?
I did both. I bracketed my adjustment with complaints. Okay. I complained, then I adjusted, okay. Then I continued to complain. Okay. So I bookended the adjustment.
That's good. As long as you took some action.
I took action. Okay. I did not just complain. Okay. Thank you for calling me out on that, Kathy.
Good. Well, no, I was wondering if I needed
smell,
to go adjust
I don't.
It.
The action I just took on that was calling for Annette. I don't know what else to do. So, Annette, if you're listening, we need some help. Something stinks. We don't know. We think it could be the dumpster. There's reports of a skunk out there, but it's wafted into the room.
Bill is activating the bat signal.
The bat signal. The Annette signal. We are activating the Annette signal. Exactly. All right. Hey, do you have a go-to person in your office like that or in your family group? Who's your rock that just gets things done? And shout them out. Give them some credit. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:27 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Eric and I were just talking offline about... stadiums and professional sports. Eric, you brought up an interesting thing. 2 points I want to mention to everyone. One, that the Buffalo Bills have a new stadium, and all the tickets were bought presumably by all the season ticket holders. Now in the secondary market, the cheapest ticket is what, $2,500?
$2,500. I mean, yeah.
And let me tell you, the season ticket holders did not get a good deal either. My guess is they paid a stadium license. I remember this fight when the Eagles built the link, which was the second point you made, which is how nice a stadium Lincoln Financial Field is. And you are right about that. Easy parking, access, you're in and out of there. They built that stadium with the fan in mind.
Without a doubt. The first time that Alex and I went, we were blown away by how easy it was to park, how easy it was to get in and out, how easy it is to physically get in the stadium. I mean, it is fan-friendly.
They have those wide access concrete stairs on the concourse. Yep. So you literally go up the stairs onto the concourse. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, I really like it. I mean, it's gotten to a point where I will not go to MetLife Stadium.
MetLife Stadium's horrible.
As I would love to go see a game there when my team is there, it is such a nightmare to get in and out of the stadium if you can park at the stadium. If you're in one of those auxiliary lots where that rickety old school bus
takes you in. I took car services. I never parked. I got, because we did a couple of events with our good friend Michael Martocci. He's got a box, and you know, we would do some charity events there. And we've done, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 of these events, and they're great. They raise a lot of money. It's fun. But honestly, I'm so disconnected with professional sports that it was more about the party in the box and enjoying the company of the people there than it was about the game. And that's my asterisk. I haven't been to a professional sports game in many years, with the exception of the charity events we've done at Giants games. But most of the time I leave at halftime. You know, we raise the money. We say hello and we interact. I want to get out of there before the mad crush of the crowd. And for me, I am done with pro sports. I am not surprised that we're seeing not the windfall that was projected when Phil Murphy contracted to get FIFA in New Jersey. I think we're going to find that this may be the last time FIFA comes to America, because this is not just a Jersey thing. We're hearing right. this in Houston and other areas. They're like, we may not even break even. The Houston officials are worried they're going to lose money.
Well, and,
money.
The hotel owners, you know, they were expecting this huge windfall.
They're pissed.
And they're talking about, you know, seeing reservation levels that are lower than what a typical summer shows.
Well,
so
I wonder how many people are just staying with relatives, staying with friends. Don't discount. And I say this because there are, you know, soccer is huge, football in South America, Central America, and Europe. But you think about how many millions of people are here illegally. Think about how many millions of people have come here.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people just have their own American anchor. They're like, oh, what? Where are you staying?
Yeah.
And they're staying with relatives and friends that they know.
Yeah.
I think that is that's my Freakonomics version of this. Someone's going to call me racist for saying it, but I think it's a real thing. You got 25 million people here estimated illegally. I mean, it's very likely that if you're living in another country and you're like, hey, Jose's been here for 10 years, and has a place, we're crashing with him.
Well, I think the majority of sports, you know, not just World Cup, but, you know, whether you're talking about football or baseball or hockey or whatever, you know, you have the diehard rabid fans that will spend a ridiculous portion of their annual income to be able to get their season tickets and pay the PSL and, you know, and tailgate. Other than that, it's become really a sport of the elite. And then you have
attending.
People attending. Yeah,
right.
Attending.
Who can afford $2,500 bucks for a single football ticket? Are you crazy?
Ridiculous. You know, and then, but then there are people like me and my son and my brother and my family, where we have a family connection to a particular team for a particular sport.
Because your dad played.
But it becomes a family thing.
Of course.
It's like, I know no matter how busy I am. My kids are, my brother is.
Yeah.
We will get together for those Sundays or Monday or Thursday or whatever it is during the season, and we will be together as a family.
Which is a cool tradition. But that could be over anything. You've chosen football because
Absolutely.
You grew up that way with your dad, et cetera. Yeah, I agree with you. I think I remember it was it's going to sound crazy. I think it was 1981 when there was a baseball strike. And
I remember the
season was split.
Yep.
And we had season tickets at Veterans Stadium. And that was my whole memory growing up in the 70s. And the Phillies would disappoint every year, and that was expected. They'd get to a certain point, then they'd lose. But it was great. And I remember where our seats were. We were third base side, Veterans Stadium, in the 200 section, which were the brown seats. But in those days, those tickets were like $17.
Yeah.
Right? And that was expensive then, but wasn't bank-breaking. You looked at it like, oh, yeah, the bigger problem was when hot dogs went from $1 to $3. You're like, whoa, hey, hold on. The dirty water dogs coming out of the disgusting green, whatever the hell that was. But I remember after the strike, our seatmates, the people that had the four seats next to us, the old guy there, he's like, I'm never coming back. After this strike, I'm never coming back. And I never saw him again. And it was interesting. And literally through the 80s, the clientele started to change. You started to get guys coming in suits to baseball games because they would take their business meetings and they were corporate trips. And now with online betting, I would say more than 2/3 of sports fans, I'm making that number up. I don't know what that is. I'm speculating. But out of the millions and millions of people who still follow professional sports, I'll bet 2/3 are doing it only for the betting, only for the apps, and they're never really, they're not even following a team. They're following stats.
Well, I mean, look, it was 84, 85. I mean, I never came back to baseball. I was a Toronto fan because when I was growing up as a kid, the Yankees were terrible.
Team, right?
You know, it was the closest team, right? Toronto to Buffalo. But in 84, 85, the Bills had terrible seasons. They went 2-14 in back-to-back years. You could get, at the old Rich Stadium, you'd get end zone seats for $10. So my dad and his brother, you know, and the rest of the family, they'd go sit in our season ticket area.
Yeah.
We'd come in and $10 in the end zone. By halftime, we were sitting on the 50-yard line because here's an 86,000-seat stadium that's got 30,000 people in it. Everybody's gone, you know, and that was great. You can't do that anymore.
Can't do it anymore. No. That was security. And so that's a question for you. Do you still have season tickets? And who is your go-to team? Or Are you like me? Honestly, guys, I have emotionally disconnected, and I'm going to be very honest with you. I tried, because when we moved Jody's mom into our house, and we, you know, we, I told you the stories of the permits and all the nightmare we went through, and they built out her mother-in-law suite. I tried to get into, she's a huge Red Sox fan. I'm like, you know, it's been like 10 years. Maybe I can watch again. Guys, I couldn't do it. I could not emotionally connect with baseball or football anymore. I find it boring and over. I don't know. It's almost like they're trying to make it a movie. I think they've changed the rules. I am just completely over professional sports at every level. Hockey, basketball, don't watch any of it. How about you? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. I'll bet occasionally, though, because, you know, bet parks. Why not? 646, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
654 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So talking about pro sports, season tickets. You still got season tickets? What's going on? Let's go to JC and Brielle. How you doing, JC?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good, Bill. As I was telling the guy that was screening my call, back in, 2005, 2006, I had season tickets to the Giants. And back in 2016, when Colin Kaepernick started kneeling, he started this whole thing through the NFL, people, you know, protesting social injustice, what have you. He was wearing socks with pigs on them with a police hat.
Yeah.
I vowed I'd never go back to another game. And sure enough, in 2017... I stopped going to games because I said, if the New York Giants kneel, I am not going back. And sure enough, at an away game, two New York Giants players knelt.
Yep.
I said, that's it. And I used to run a tailgate with 15 people, 10 by 20 tent, heat, carpeting, you name it. In fact, we had the NFL Network in our tent one time filming.
Wow.
I said, that's it. I'm done. I said to the guys, I'm sorry. You know, we would go 5 hours in advance. You were able to get to the stadium and
tailgate
for 5 hours. And I had it because I have family in the police force.
Yep.
I have family in the military, and it was an affront to me. And I said, I will not support this with my $138 at the time for my one seat.
Yeah.
And I said, enough is enough.
Yeah.
I will not pay. If I did that at work and I protested at work for something, I'd be fired. I'm not going to pay a dime towards any salary that's doing that kind of a protest.
Every player should have been suspended for the pig socks and the kneeling, everyone. I stopped with the Colin Kaepernick stuff, and then I just watched it get worse and worse. And honestly, JC, what made it worse is the NFL acted like this big apology tour when they started putting end racism in the end zone and all this crap, because they didn't really mean end racism. It was anti-cop. It was pro-George Floyd. They embraced that scumbag George Floyd, who with his life got what was coming to him. And we all know it. We all know it. You just, the people were afraid to say it. Well, I wasn't, but a lot of people were afraid to say it. And, you know, the terrible thing about it is they used race to cover for criminal activity. That's the problem.
You're exactly right.
Right? And the NFL embraced it. I'm 100% with you. I don't know that I'll ever go to another pro sports game again.
I haven't been back, and I don't watch it on TV. Maybe like a championship game or a Super Bowl. I'm done. College football, college basketball are my go-to.
You know, it's funny. I only place bets every once in a while. I don't care who wins or loses. I'll bet on the stats. Emotionally, I'm so disconnected from it. And it's a shame because I grew up loving baseball. I grew up when the Eagles were a scrappy team, you know, trying just, and the city embraced them. I mean, the 70s and 80s, just a different time. And I'm sure every guy our age has that feeling. When you hit that age, you're like, 20 years ago, things were so much better. But I don't know, man. I think things are pretty rotten right now with what we're having. And stay tuned, because they're trying desperately to make this hantavirus the next COVID. So stay tuned. We're not out of the woods yet. Thanks, JC. Have a good one.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Ron, you'll be first. Other side of the news next with Eric Scott.
Start your day with Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dominski and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. I got to be honest, guys, the Sportsbook app is about the only way I'm even going to be engaged in professional sports. You know, I'll throw a couple of bets down once in a while, but the reality is, I am just completely disconnected from professional sports. I find it boring, and it really is only about the betting now. And I don't know too many people left in our friend group that are just rabid fans. My buddy Tom, he's a huge Eagles fan, and my buddy Jonathan is a huge Redskins fan. Yes, they're the Redskins. Stop it. That's never been insulting. That's their name. By the way, the American Indians liked the name. That's another story. But honestly, that was one of the tipping points for me. Eric, I don't know if you remember, I told the story. I took Michael, my son, and his friend and his friend's dad. We drove. I bought tickets when, was it Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, mm-hmm. who stayed the name? He kept the name at first. And to celebrate him keeping them the Washington Redskins, I bought tickets and we went to see the Patriots play. It was pretty cool. By the way, the Washington Stadium is also crap.
Oh, it's been bad for a long time.
So bad. They built this new stadium, and if you are too far back in the sections, you are blocked by the overhanging upper deck. It's so poorly designed, you can't imagine. So anyway, but then he caved, and if you look, There were many, many American Indian groups. And yes, they're Indians. I'm going to say it. They're Indians, not Native Americans. Why? We have the department, literally the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Yeah.
That is legally what they are. So stop with all your PC crap. So anyway, American Indian groups were the ones rising up saying, please keep the name.
Yes. They absolutely were.
It was the white liberals who were pissed about it. Ridiculous. It makes me so crazy. Right? What was it? The Code Talkers? The Navajo Code Talkers?
Yes.
And what's happened? Think about this. Uncle Ben, gone. Aunt Jemima, gone. The Washington Redskins, gone. What happens? We are literally, in the name of protecting people from offensive language and racism, whitewashing our entire history. It is amazing to watch this.
Yeah.
Right? Literally, it is the most racist thing in the world. We're removing people of color from all our symbolism.
It's...
Right? It is literally having the opposite effect. And I get worked up about stuff like this. But I think that was my break with professional sports. I just couldn't do it anymore.
I get that.
You know,
I get that.
I didn't even get that pissed off at the Bad Bunny or Mad Bunny, whatever the hell his name is. You know, like, who cares? The guy's an idiot. Like, he hates America. He's a racist. And he hates Trump. Okay. And if you are entertained by his Spanish songs that are intended to be an affront to your English language, then more power to you. I don't really care. But it's affected my entertainment choices everywhere. I don't watch, as producer Thomas has shown up, Chief Wahoo. When they banned Chief Wahoo.
Yep.
Do you know why the Cleveland Indians were called the Cleveland Indians? They used to be called the Cleveland Spiders. Now, that was a choice of a name that I think they should have been questioning. They were the first Major League Baseball team to have an American Indian play on their team.
How about that? I did not know that.
Yeah, how about that? That's why it was. So the whole thing was not intended to mock the history of American Indians. It was actually celebrating the history of the strong warriors. People don't read history. I said this when Princeton, the idiots in Princeton on the council changed the name and the school board of John Witherspoon School. I'm like, you realize John Witherspoon was, I think at some point he either owned slaves or whatever the hell. He was one of the groundbreaking educators who was desegregating classrooms and allowing black kids to join white kids. And nobody talks about it. One of the pioneers against racism, yet they renamed the school. I think it's now PMS. Literally. That was their choice. You can't, Princeton Middle School, by the way, for those of you in the cheap seats. Anyway, all right, Ron, sorry. I hold on. I want to get to you. I want to talk about the Yankees. I got a funny Derek Jeter story for you, too. But right now it's 7:13. Traffic and weather next.
New Jersey 101.5. Great New Jerseyans talking Jersey stuff. Jump in anytime. Call. App chat. Be a part of it. New Jersey 101.5.
7:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about sports. I dropped professional sports after they just went full on PC, from the Colin Kaepernick kneeling to the silly messages in the end zone, which were not designed to combat racism. No, it was designed to shame white people. That's what that was about. And to the criminal George Floyd, all the apologists, and then they banned Chief Wahoo without any understanding of the history of the Cleveland Indians, and then the Redskins cave, even though American Indian groups advocated to keeping it. And, I think professional sports ushered in a whitewashing of history, which is amazing because you look on the field, and in many of the games, it's mostly black and brown players. So think of how silly it has become. But I dropped it, and then the cost, it's not fun. You got to go to a game and spend $1,000. $1,000? It's ridiculous. Let's go to Ron in Branchburg. What's going on, Ron? Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing, all right?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So you were a Yankees fan. You still?
No, I'm not. I can't watch baseball anymore. I remember my first baseball memory was sitting on the floor watching TV with my dad.
Yeah.
And Mr. Bill Mazeroski killed my dreams when he hit that home run.
For the Pirates.
Lost the World Series.
That's right.
That's my first memory of baseball. Anyway.
How cool is that, though, to go back to that historical home run? I mean, it's baseball's like that. I have a signed picture of Pete Rose in my office hitting the tie break, or the go ahead hit, breaking Ty Cobb's record. And I remember a time when there was almost a purity to it, where you knew these guys were flawed and they were rough around the edges and doing things that you wouldn't tolerate, and you'd be pissed off if they were married to your daughter. But it was a different time. There was a simplicity to it, and I miss it.
Yeah, me too. I can't watch it anymore. I mean, there's too much. They talk too much. They give you statistics that you don't even, never even heard of.
Like, I know.
Like exit velocity. What kind of garbage is that?
Exit velocity. Well, because they do that because you can bet on it. What's the over-under on the exit velocity on a home run? Right? I mean, it's a joke, right? But I bet on everything here in the studio. I get it. And they've so monetized it into a multi-billion dollar industry that the sport itself is secondary now. But,
that's ridiculous.
You don't have to even go back to Mazeroski or even Pete Rose. I was a friend of mine had an apartment, and a very wealthy man had an apartment in across from the United Nations in one of Trump's buildings. And his neighbor, his upstairs neighbor, now these apartments in Manhattan are huge. It's a half a floor, right? So he's on one half the floor. The upstairs other half is Derek Jeter. And he had a 4th of July party. And I guess, I don't know, the Yankees were either off or it was an afternoon game. But that night, he has a party. And one of his buddies, now Jody and I were supposed to go to this party. We couldn't make it. It was something came up. And one of his buddies drank too much. So my friend George takes the guy into the elevator to take him down and put him in a car and get him home. And the elevator comes from the floor up top. Who's in the elevator but Derek Jeter? So the drunk guy looks at Derek Jeter, who has been in a slump. And he's like, hey, Derek, listen, man, you got to choke up. And he showed him. He like starts showing him how to choke up on the bat. And Jeter looks at him. He's like, you know, I'm going to take that advice. Thank you. Appreciate that. And the moral of the story is, good dude. Derek Jeter was a good guy. He didn't mock the guy. He didn't think, who the hell are you talking to me? I'm Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter in a slump is better than most players at their prime. So anyway, I just thought that
agreed.
Was. So it was a time when even guys like Derek Jeter, with all his money, was a real guy and could interact with people. And I find today that most of them are just prima donnas. Anyway, got to jump. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the walk down memory lane. 727. Hey, I want to ask you, when's the last time you pulled an all-nighter? Looks like I might be doing it tonight. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 727 is the time. Eric Scott, next with your news.
Janelle Crispin, New Jersey Traffic South. Crash on 73 cleared in Berlin eastbound into Prospect Avenue. We still have some leftover delays, also some slowdowns as you travel on 73 through Evesham and into Mount Laurel Township. Slow traffic on 55 northbound between exits 58 up to 42, and 42 is slow from Blackwood on into 295. Now 295, we're starting to get delays as you travel between exits 27 and 29 in both directions. Still pretty quiet, leaving New Jersey at the Delaware River crossing. This report is sponsored by Route 130 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. During the Declaration of Deals sales event, lease a 2026 Ram 1500 Bighorn for just $225 a month for 27 months. Route 130 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where they always make buying fun and easy. Next report in 15 minutes on New Jersey, 101.5.
7:38 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I may pull an all-nighter tonight, Eric. It's you had a funny line off the air, so I'm sure you'll repeat it. But basically, when you were at CBS in New York, you had done this a few times.
Many times. Yeah. I was also in my 20s.
Right. That is the, yeah. So I'm 57, about to pull an all-nighter. Well, Newsmax asked me to come in and cover President Trump's visit to China tonight. So it starts at 10 p.m. because that is 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Is it 12 hours?
12 hours ahead, yeah. Yeesh. So 10 a.m. in China, they will start all their, I guess, all the ceremonies, the meetings. So we'll be live at 10. But here's the thing. So our HR guy, schedule guy, calls me. He's like, hey, can you do 10 o'clock tomorrow? I'm like, yeah. What? Like, okay, no problem. 10 to 11? He's like, 10 to 12?
So basically, I should be on standby in case you
possibly
are still on the air.
What I said was, I can't imagine it'll go past one, but I have to have the over-under time.
Oh, boy.
Not betting.
Okay.
Well, yet. the over-under time on when I come straight here.
Oh, meaning
when do I not go?
There's that break time.
Where's the break time? Yeah. Because I was thinking about that. Like, I'll be live. You know you get the adrenaline when you're on the air.
Sure.
So I will not be tired. I could go until 2 or 3 in the morning. I don't think they're going to do that. My guess is they'll cut the programming at midnight. That's my guess. So at midnight, I think I'll get out of New York. I should get home by 1:30.
Okay.
So if I go 1:30 and I get up at 3:30, I can do 2 hours.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Worth it.
I mean,
that's a power nap.
That's more than a disco nap. I mean, you'd be able to get. I mean, I have an event at 2 o'clock today. It'll be there at 1:30. I may try to go home and do a quick 20-minute disco nap before I go.
Why does it have? Why is it called a disco nap?
You've asked me this before. I don't know why, because it's.
What does
it's
the Google
fast.
Say about that? Is that it?
Yeah,
because it's fast and musical.
Yeah, well, it's not musical. You know, it's unless I close my office door and Holly's barking on the other side. Is that unique to
a disco nap? Is a short daytime nap taken to recharge before evening activities or a night out?
Okay.
Oh, all right. So
so before you go to the disco.
Before you go to the disco.
Well,
so this is
well,
a
yeah. Yeah,
so before you're out there jamming. I love it. So I that's the question. I'm gonna hit yoga today. The challenge is I've got a series of calls because we do, you know, there's show prep for tonight. There's show prep I'm hosting on Saturday afternoon after doing the morning show. So it's like I'm trying to figure out what can I move. But then the other thing is I'm not a good napper. So I'm a little out of it. So I probably will not do that today.
Well, but the trick is you can't nap too long.
Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, it's for me, 20 minutes is kind of that sweet spot.
Wasn't that Einstein? Didn't he start doing that? Wasn't that?
Maybe. I don't know. But I find, like, sometimes if we have plans Friday night, I will go home and I might actually go up with the dogs and get into bed and take a 2 or 3 hour nap. But I wake up so groggy.
Yeah, if I sleep, 3 hours is called a night's sleep for me.
Well, and that's right. So,
right.
And then the problem is I'll get up, I'll have a cup of coffee. Now I can't sleep Friday night.
Right. That's the problem. That's so I don't know. I'm not sure this I got the call yesterday. So I had to cancel. We had a dinner plan tonight, had to move that. And it, so I'm like, okay, I started scrambling in the schedule and then I'm like, what can be cut?
Yeah.
But then what makes sense? So I decided that I'm going to fill part of the time. I'm going to go to yoga today at noon. And that always clears my head. And, you know, I lose 4 to 5 pounds in a yoga class.
I believe that because I'll
in an hour and a half.
I'll lose 3 pounds in 30 sauna, minutes in the right? steam room. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's so it's like a nice reset.
Uh-huh.
But I'll leave. You would ask me, call time is like 8 because that you need about 2 hours to really dig in and make sure that you're versed in all the whatever the policies are, the guests. And, you know, who knows? I mean, Trump and Elon Musk and a bunch of other guys, CEOs in China, God knows what's going to happen
what
tonight.
What could go wrong?
There will be news, no doubt about that. But so the question is, like, if we go till 2, I would probably come straight here. It would probably take me at that. Well, I don't know. The challenge is the later it goes, the shorter my drive.
Right, because there'll be nobody on the road.
So let's say it goes to 2. By the time I get my car, I get home. Let's say it's 3:30. That's when I'm usually getting up. So then do I just forgo the workout and sleep till 5:30 and scramble in here? The danger there is I oversleep.
Right.
So, which I've never done. That is 2 times in my now going on 12 years, I woke up without my alarm because I forgot to set it or my phone dropped once. That was awful. And it just, I never heard it. And I got up at like 5:45. That was the latest. And I was able to get out of the house in under 2 minutes and get here.
Yeah.
So far, I've never been late in 12 years.
I've only, so in October, it'll be 35 years for me.
Wow.
I've only ever been late because I overslept once.
In 35 years.
And it happened while I've been working with you. And it's my cell phone fell off my nightstand and in between the nightstand and the mattress.
So you couldn't
so
get
I didn't
it, couldn't
hear it.
Right, because it was muffled. Right.
And I got up with a start. I mean, fortunately, Patrick Lavery was working here at the time and he just took over for.
He just started going.
He was like, well, he's not here. He's not answering his phone. When I woke up, I was in such a panic. Sandra is scarred for life because I woke up in a
What time
panic.
Did you wake up?
I woke up, it was just after 5. And normally at that time, I was getting up at 2.
Ooh.
So
you
that was
well
like a,
rested.
Yeah. I mean, that was, but it was the panic. I mean, it's, I got up and I ran into the closet and I threw some clothes on.
Bad
and
out of just, hell.
And it was chaos in the house.
What time did you get here?
I think I got here just after 5:30.
Oh wow, it was pretty quick.
So I was here in time to do the 6 o'clock news,
but
with
not
you.
The we go, but early but news not, started.
Yeah, first news
then,
started
it was like 5
at
o'clock,
5.
Right?
Yeah, it started at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, it was, and it threw me off for. I don't know. For weeks, I was traumatized by
right?
that. And Sandra still remembers.
Two alarms. Everything. When was that? How long ago was that? Was I here?
Yeah, you were here. Yeah, you were definitely here. Yeah, it was pre-pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah, pre-pandemic.
So I don't have, my memories are foggy pre-pandemic. I don't remember a lot of things.
It was a horrible feeling. It was just an absolutely horrible feeling. And nobody said anything to me about it. That was the weirdest thing.
So maybe
thing.
That's why by the time I rolled in at 5:45, nobody was talking about it. That's why
nobody
I don't remember
said
it.
A word to me about it. Like don't say anything to him.
Stay away from it. All right, Tom, you'll be first on the other side of traffic and weather. The question is, have you ever overslept for your job? And sidebar, Have you ever pulled an all-nighter and is this a good idea or not? 1-800-283-101.5, 747, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
7:54 on New Jersey 101.5. All right, so tonight looks like could be my first all-nighter in a long time. I'll be hosting on Newsmax at 10 p.m. covering Donald Trump's visit to China. And it'll be 10 a.m. in China tomorrow morning. So we'll be bringing all that to you. But I'm not sure when the broadcast will end. And, you know, my schedule, I get up at 3:30 to get ready for this broadcast because I like to work out before I'm here. So I don't know. We're going to see. Let's go to Tom in Milford. What do you think, Tom?
Good morning. I'm actually a believer that the staying up, doing an all-nighter once in a while can kind of be like a fasting approach where like
really?
you kind of shift your body, you shift your routine. But what you'll notice, and because I do this once in a while, we do this with snow plowing and everything else.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just do it if I have a lot on my mind that I need to work through. And I don't have enough time in a day to get it done, I'll just pull an all-nighter and do what I need to do that I can do at night. And then once you hit that second wind, like you'll start to get a little tired. If you want, you take a 20-minute nap, like Eric said, but you can't nap too long because then you get groggy and you want to stay asleep.
Right.
But then after that, you get that second wind and you actually feel like you're more alert than you were after you wake up from a normal sleep cycle.
That's so interesting. So at what point would you take a 20-minute nap? Like, I would think if you're staying up all night between the hours of midnight and 4, a 20-minute nap would be dangerous because that would be when your body would be like, hey, we got to be asleep now.
Well, you want to take that quick nap when you start to feel like your eyes are starting to get heavy. And if they're starting to close on you a little bit, then it's a good time to just take 15, 20 minutes. And you could even nap while you're in a sitting position. Like a lot of times people are driving and they don't realize you pull off in the car and you take a 15-minute nap. And
I've done that.
Pretty good for a lot longer. So
I've done that. I mean, when I drove across country, I did almost an all-nighter because I got there in 52 hours. It was like 48 hours of driving. And I stopped twice for 2 hours. I mean, other than gas stops and restaurant stops, I stopped twice to literally set a 2-hour alarm to sleep. And I got through 2.5 days by doing that. And I left on Friday. I made it for lunch on Sunday. So,
it's not uncommon.
I'm thinking
it's not uncommon for us to be snow plowing for 28 or 48
right.
hours.
Doctors do it. Look, moms do it. How many moms have stayed up all night with a sick kid?
Well, that's it.
Right?
I'm also at the end of our young parenting stage where we've been down that road a few times. Yeah. So.
All right, man. Well, it's under advisement. I will report back. You'll know how I sound tomorrow morning at 6. We'll see.
Be careful the day after. Just be careful the day after when you're driving.
Well, they're going to have to be on the dump button for me tomorrow morning, maybe. Maybe that's it. All right, Tom.
More Friday morning. That's when you
got to. You think Friday's going to be my tough day. All right. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Hey, man, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for calling, Tom. Appreciate you. Hey, on the other side, your legislators are at it again, this time with this nonsense of what they love to call gender-affirming care, which is nothing more than mutilating kids and mentally ill adults. But the legislature is now trying to pull a fast one and shut down any conversation about this. I've got a couple of folks that want to chime in on this. I'm going to let them tell the story on the other side of the news. But again, this state has shown that the Democrats will literally have no limit to how radical the policies they want to enact are. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 7:58 is time. Eric Scott with the news next.
Spring days, hot topics. New Jersey's conversation lives here. New Jersey 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, I want to jump right into it. So interesting how things work in New Jersey. So the Senate Health Committee had a hearing on Monday, And the bill, you'll love this, Senate Bill 2260, which is also known as the Interstate Gender Transition for Minors and Late-Term Abortion Provider Immunity Act. Wow. So radical Senator Vitaly and Zwicker, they really showed exactly how the, number one, how radical the Democratic Party has become in New Jersey. I mean, it's no longer, the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton or honestly, guys, even Barack Obama. This is a radical, radical party that wants to transition your children, groom your kids, and protect abortion up to birth. That's what's going on. And, you know, I've talked about this many, many times that we have to have a qualified Republican opposition to fight back against this. The challenge is that the majority Democrats, because the Republicans have allowed so many seats to be lost over the last two cycles, just run roughshod over everyone and literally shutting down speakers yesterday or on Monday. One of those speakers, Sean Hyland, who's with the New Jersey Family Policy Center and one of the strongest advocates in the state for families and moms in particular. Sean, what's going on? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on this morning. I wanted to call in about Monday's health committee.
So first, tell me what the bill is and why you were testifying against it. And two, tell me how they treated you.
Sure. Well, the bill is about a legal shield to protect doctors who perform gender transitioning surgeries on children, to protect them from any investigation, any subpoenas, any questions being asked on whether or not they even had parental consent to perform those gender transitioning surgeries or puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones. And so it was a shield law to codify Governor Murphy's executive order from the prior administration that would allow people to come here from different states to undergo these gender transitioning procedures that are not allowed in most other states.
So you went to testify, and what I understand is the way they shut it down is they wanted you to speak specifically to the content of the bill and not talk about the harm, the gender, it's not even gender transitioning, it's mutilation and butchery and child abuse. So they didn't want anybody to talk about the harm, but then they had testimony on the other side, and they allowed them to tell stories and paint this nice flowery picture, like you're reaffirming the mistake that God made, that which is pretty much what that is. So how did you get treated?
So, yeah, I wasn't surprised at first when Senator Vitaly and Zwicker wanted our panel to only stay on the legal ramifications of the bill. That's how they are in Trenton. They don't want a larger debate or discussion on the issue. They kept us very limited. So when some of my colleagues were talking about the dangers and the harms and the risk of putting children under these surgeries and putting chemicals in their bodies, they were interrupted by Senator Vitaly and Senator Zwicker. They were told not to give their opinion about gender transitioning procedures because our healthcare in New Jersey is not changing in this bill. We're only protecting doctors. That's what Senator Zwicker was saying. So they were told, don't talk about the dangers, only stay on the bill. However, Bill, when we left the panel and we went back down to our seats, I spent over an hour listening to other transgender activists and allies come up, and they were telling their stories, they were giving their opinions, they were giving their subjective experiences. They weren't told to stay on the bill.
No, of course
they weren't limited in their time to only focus on the legal shield protecting doctors. Right. They were allowed to push their narrative and give their story. So it seems to me that if you support children undergoing these surgeries and rejecting their biological sex, you are welcome to share your views. But if you were not supportive of that, then you were told to limit your time and limit your testimony. So it was a very biased, unfair, and imbalanced Senate Health Committee on Monday.
Now, did it pass the Health Committee? I imagine it did.
Yes, it did. It did. With no surprise or shock to us, they pushed it right through.
So now it's going to the full
Assembly version is on Thursday.
So that was the Senate. So the Senate bill, so the Assembly is what? So this Thursday, are you going to be back?
I'll be back in Trenton tomorrow, up in the Assembly Health Committee at 10 a.m.
All right. So Sean, please keep us posted. Let me know. And if you don't mind, can you get somebody? I'd love to have your testimony. If somebody can just get a cell phone video of how they treat you. Because we need to shame these guys. I mean, Zwicker is just a guy that doesn't care. He doesn't, you know, he's a guy that does, all he sees is the ideology. And, you know, for those of you that think that this is all about these communists who want to kill babies up to birth and transition your children, and that they're speaking out for the little guy who's oppressed by big medicine. No, it's the opposite. They are actually shills for these big hospitals, because I have mentioned this on the air. I think doctors at some of these hospitals should be criminally liable for the kids that they've mutilated. And, you know, I don't know what the statute of limitations is on for that, but I am all over that. And I want to see the Trump administration, because they tied money and told these hospitals, you don't get money anymore if you continue to butcher these kids. And the big hospitals across New Jersey stopped doing it. Well, they only did that because Trump pulled the money. I want to see it go a step further. So I'm hoping the Justice Department looks into this. But keep the faith and keep the fight, Sean. If you can get me some video about this so I can expose these bad actors on Thursday afternoon and Friday, that would be super helpful. Because we got to fight. We got to fight. So keep going.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate all your support.
I appreciate you. All right. He's with, that's Sean Hyland, New Jersey Family Policy Center, njfpc.org. 8:15, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Open phones, real opinions. This is New Jersey's Conversation. Call 800-283-1015 or connect with us on the New Jersey 101.5 app.
8:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. So, guys, this bill that will protect doctors from any liability, you know, abortion up to birth and gender transitioning of children. This is an unacceptable position for most Americans. Most Americans, even though in polls a majority will say they are pro-choice, that does not make them pro-abortion. And when you ask most people in most polling, an overwhelming majority wants to see a limit on late term. And then when it comes to transitioning of children, you know, even major Democrats that are looking to run nationally are not in favor of this. So, like, this is New Jersey going above and beyond. And what's worse is they shut down any dissenting conversation. Let's go to my friend Greg Quinlan, who's with Garden State Families, the Center for Garden State Families, and again, one of the most outspoken champions of families in the Garden State. Greg, good to have you on. How you doing?
Good morning.
So you were there Monday.
Oh, yes. I'll be there Thursday, tomorrow morning also, yes.
Well, same question to you, Greg, that I put to Sean. Can you make sure you get video? I want to make sure that
we're... Do my best.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we're captured. I know there must be an official video. Somebody just sent me the stream, but now I got to go dig through it. I'm hoping some of the people coming with you are filming specifically to show how these guys are literally shutting down any dissenting opinion. What happened to you on Monday?
Oh, well, that was rich, because what happened to us was, is as it happens all the time, and anybody that's seen me testify just about every other committee, this is what takes place. They talk to us about procedures. They talk to us how we have to speak on the bill. We were given a substitute bill. We didn't even know there was a substitute bill until Holly Schapese had referenced it in her remarks. We had not seen it. When we came in there to testify, filled out our forms to testify, the only thing that was on the table were the forms and the agenda. Nothing about a substitute bill. So now we are told that we need to testify on a substitute bill that we have not seen, have not had the courtesy or the time to review so that we can amend our testimony. And this is a habit of the Democrat, and that's what I called them, Democrat in committee. That's how they do things. That's their modus operandi. That's how they operate.
So tell us why it's so important to push back on this bill. And I've looked at it. You are obviously very passionate about it, and I appreciate that. What is the danger? What do parents need to know? Because this is very bad. You know, parents that did not give consent potentially now will have no recourse if this passes, that some monster at a big hospital in New Jersey destroyed their child, and there'll be no recourse.
Parents need to know that there are consent bills on the books, but they're not enforced and they're ignored. Secondly, we have the CAS report. We weren't allowed to testify much on the CAS report, with 32 evidence-based recommendations, and then they were completely ignored. And that's out of England. Great. All of Europe has been pro-trans for many decades, nearly 60 years. They are completely reversing, backtracking everything that they've done before. They've shut down puberty blockers and treatments for children. But that isn't what happens in this bill. All of this is protected. It's all protected. Trenton Democrats and activist witnesses, instead, we prioritize emotional testimony from trans-identified youth and parents, but we were not allowed to give the studies. The biggest one I think is most important is the Oxford Journal of Medicine last year with 107,000 patients. That's the sample. 25.4% depression rate, doubled among men, almost doubled among women post-surgery. See, the surgery doesn't fix the problem. The problem is emotional. The problem is mental. And what we are allowing here, this is about money, my friend. This is about money.
Oh, sure.
Planned Parenthood wrote this bill. Planned Parenthood's, and this fungible money, our tax dollars go to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has this fungible money, and they give it right back to the legislators. Well, and I said that in committee, too.
You're right, but and don't forget the big hospitals. I mean, you've got guys talking about a surgeon that could get, you know, a $50,000 payday versus a $1,500 payday on back surgery. I have said this before, that this should not be legal even for adults. There are certain things you cannot consent to having your arm cut off by a medical doctor because you have body integrity disorder.
Euphoria.
Right? They would say, you've got body integrity disorder. You cannot. If you have. So why gender dysphoria is not put in the exact same category as body integrity dysphoria is amazing to me, because I can't walk into a doctor and say, cut my arm off, I'll feel better. They'll be like, what are you, crazy? I'll lose my license. No, but I can go in and you can literally gut my plumbing. Are you, this should not be allowed even for adults. So
it's exploitation.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Mental illness so that someone else can profit from it. And the New Jersey legislature, in order for their own profit, is enabling it through legislation. Yep. This is dangerous. And this, I'm sorry, but the party in power is absolutely anti the citizen of New Jersey.
Yeah, I agree. Well, look, get us what you can from, and I want to hear from you on Friday. Let us know how it goes on Thursday. I'm all over this. We got to fight this, because this is not about an overall discussion of the trans community and the mental health issues that surround this. This is about protecting doctors from mutilating children, and in many cases, without parental consent or knowledge. That's what's so disgusting about this. They are not following the laws that are already there, that mom and dad have got to be involved in this conversation. So anyway, here we go again, Greg. We'll talk later this week. Thank you. Greg Quinlan with the Center for Garden State Families. You got to stay on these guys, man. They're really just crooked. 8:29. Eric Scott with the news next.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer.
Good morning. Boy, my favorite time of the week. You know, I got all worked up over the conversation earlier, and I have to admit, gentlemen and lady, I forgot about the Hadometer.
But how could you forget about the Hadometer?
I can't believe it. I literally walked out and I saw Thomas and he's like, next or something. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He was going to remind me, but I was on a rant, so he just let me go. I do think before we get into Hadometer, we should have a serious conversation about a Hadometer cocktail.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I have to think about that one. I like the concept of it.
Okay. Bitter.
Yes, it definitely has to have some bitters in it. It has to be bitter, sour.
Sour, maybe a little sour. Yeah, bitter and sour.
With maybe a little sweetness at the end.
Because I love it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm
a whiskey sour, maybe?
I think we need to make it. I think it's got to be something creative.
Well, you know I love a challenge in the kitchen and at the bar.
Yeah. I mean, so, you came up with the Carilla Rita, but now that the Carilla Rita, that whole day looks like it's passing on to the next phase, which is the dormant phase, which we ignore it. but I think we need something like that. I don't know what you'd call it. Because Carilla Rita was really good for the old Joe Carillo's day. That was good.
Yeah.
Anyway, as we hear the hate, maybe we'll start thinking about that. So this was a very busy week for hate, Producer Thomas.
Yes, it was.
I say we jump right in because I have to tell you, I'm now looking at this first one. This could just be my favorite one.
Yeah, I thought we'd start on a sucker punch here.
So yeah.
This first one is Donald Peter on X.
Bill Spadia, shut the f- up.
Not only do I like that, but that could be your ringtone when I call you.
Oh.
Right? Like, not my ringtone, because that's my name.
Right.
Let's hear it one more time, Kathy.
Bill Spadia, shut the f- up.
I have a feeling that I have some friends that will want that for their ringtone I call them. Right? I think that's pretty good. We're going to leave that one right there. It doesn't even need more explanation. It's just succinct, and it's hard-hitting, and he goes with first name, last name.
Yes, that should be my text tone, I think, for you, too.
That could be the text tone.
Yeah.
You know, although that would be even more jarring now when you're out to dinner with your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
You know, I would, because sometimes when you're getting texts, it is hate coming at you. Right. All right, let's move on. That's really good. I like that one.
The second one here is Jackie in Neptune on the app chat.
Okay.
You're so toxic and you're worried about poison in cornstarch? Hilarious. The unhinged thinking of the MAGA radical right. Should have cut your tongue out, but a finger is a good start.
Wow.
Violence.
So that is a reference, Eric. While you were away, Jody traveled to San Diego, and I got the knife sharpened at the Amish market.
Ah.
Needless to say, I'm having trouble typing because I had a slight mishap on the tip of my index finger. Well, it's healing.
Okay.
I taped it back together, so it's getting better. So I think that was a reference to that.
Yes, there's a couple things.
It'd be very hard to cut your tongue out in an accidental knife injury, don't you think? Like, I slipped and cut
Unless
my tongue
out. You were
out.
Licking the edge? I don't know.
You're, maybe. Yeah, like but then razor you wouldn't be able to explain it because you wouldn't have a tongue. So that's, I don't know. What do you think about this one? The cornstarch reference is interesting.
There's a couple things here that needs a little backstory. The finger, the cornstarch. What was it again? What were you talking about?
Oh, you know what it is, Eric? I threw out all the cornstarch in our house because it had all kinds of chemicals in it. I didn't realize how not organic cornstarch is. Cornstarch should have cornstarch in it.
Yeah.
One ingredient.
Yeah.
On the label of most of your cornstarch, it says contains a bioengineered ingredient. Well, there's only one ingredient. So we now have no cornstarch in the house. I have to go buy cornstarch that is organic and not made in one of Bill Gates, Dracula labs. All right, that one. You know what I also like about this is I'm now MAGA radical right again.
Yes,
I was anti-MAGA last week. Apparently I hated Trump. Now I'm MAGA again. So thank you. What was her name?
This is Jackie in Neptune.
Jackie,
frequent hater.
But for all of you though, serious health note. Get rid of the cornstarch if it's bioengineered. You don't want that stuff in your body. All right, let's go on to number three.
Yes, this third one. Hold on to your hats for this one. This is Mr. Conspiracy Bob.
Oh, he's back.
Yes.
What a moron you are, Bill. 10 years ago, you told me chemtrails are a conspiracy. I'm a fool. Dope, fool, punk, coward, Democrat. What a clown.
Woo.
He was mad.
You, I can tell you enjoyed reading that. I'm a coward, a punk coward Democrat.
Yeah.
See, right away. Yeah. I went from MAGA to Democrat in two hates. It's amazing. What was he angry? Oh, the chemtrails.
The chemtrails. I guess you said something about chemtrails.
Well, I was talking about the fact that we now know they are trying to geoengineer the weather, and they're doing this in states across the country. And I was talking about the fact, I was actually funny, Eric, I was talking about Jim Gerhardt, who was a big proponent of the said chemtrails many, many years ago. He's probably one of the first to call it out. And everyone's like, total conspiracy, not happening. And then you find out states are banning it. And I'm like, hey, hold on a minute. What if it doesn't exist, what are they banning? So I kind of came full circle on that. But anyway, Conspiracy Bob wanted to point that out.
I will give a disclaimer for this hate. I had to kind of rewrite this one, actually.
Why?
Because the original comment, I think Conspiracy Bob typed it with his nose. It was all over the place.
So you mean you couldn't, you, so that dope, fool, blank, punk, coward, Democrat, blank, clown was out of order?
No, or? that's actually the part that was made sense, believe it or not.
Really?
That's funny.
So he, so you were unclear, like, what he, where he put the, I'm a fool, who is he talking about?
Well, it's just, it was very jumbled up. It wasn't even a sentence.
Yeah.
It was, I had to.
I would say as a ruling, and Eric, tell me if you agree, I think we have to go only authentic.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
I
appreciate the helping us clarify, but I think from going forward, we don't want to do that.
If that were the case for this comment, Eric would not know what to say.
You interpreted, so you interpreted Conspiracy Bob is what you're saying. It's, like, he basically wrote it in, like, hieroglyphics or cave dweller speak, and you interpreted
it. It just didn't make sense.
I understand.
It was like a caveman banging on a
rock. All right, well, that's okay. So we interpreted it. It's like a version of
just like
the Bible interpreted
from. It's just like cleaning up a quote.
Nothing was altered.
Yeah.
It was just
nothing was altered, just transcribed.
Yes.
That's fine. That, look, we if this were written in French, you would translate it.
Yes.
And it doesn't always translate exactly. I get it.
I translated from conspiracy speech.
So that's fine. All right, let's go on to number four.
This last one here is SHWN Guerrera on X.
That a**hole Bill Spadia wouldn't shut up about what turned out to be planes. I've stopped listening to that station he's on.
That's interesting. Was this about the drones?
I think that was still about the chemtrails, wasn't it?
Was it?
I believe this
what turned out to be planes.
I believe it was the drones.
But they didn't turn out. But that's not accurate, is it? So he, I don't think he's being accurate there. I don't know. You know what? What's his name?
SHWN Guerrera.
All right, I will place another bet. I will be calling 1-800-GAMBLER soon, but I will, before I do, I'll bet you he's listening right now.
I think so too.
Although he said he stopped listening to the station. I'm assuming this station. Or did he tune out another station
because
he's so mad at me?
It's possible.
Right? Like, is it a company-wide punishment?
I don't know.
Interesting. All right. I think I would say if I'm rating this, number one was my favorite.
It was like a sucker punch.
What do you think?
Number one was short, sweet, to the point.
Yeah. Let's just hear that one more time as we wrap up. This one? Yeah.
That Bill Spadia wouldn't shut up about what turned out to be planes. I've stopped listening.
Number one, the first one.
Bill Spadia, shut the f- up.
You are welcome. And if you want to download that, we will have that available. You can put that on your phone when I text you.
And the good news is I will have a Hate-O-Meter cocktail next week. So a couple of friends of mine who are bartenders, they just sent me a couple of ideas. And I will preview it by saying it is a bourbon or rye whiskey based cocktail.
I love it. I think it's perfect for the hate. I love it. Thank you, everyone, for your great participation today.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hate-O-Meter.
Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
It's 8:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I ran a little long on the Hate-O-Meter. I got a little carried away, a little excited. And it is my favorite segment of the week. So, and by the way, we're looking for someone, if you run a rage room or if you are an anger management psychologist, give me a call because I want to talk to you about people venting their anger out and to talk about having your company sponsor the Hate-O-Meter, 1-800-283-101.5. Barbara, you will be the first person I go to on the other side of the news, which is next in 4.5 minutes with Jen Ursillo.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
908 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, I want to go through a little rundown here. I'll tell you some things that are going to annoy some of my Republican friends. I get it. I don't care. Number one, Chris Caluri and Governor Sherrill were right. We're right. I could stop right there and I just pissed them all off, but I'm going to say it anyway. To raise the fare on the trains going to the Meadowlands. Let me be very clear. I had Chris on this show. I had him on Newsmax over the weekend. Actually, he wasn't on as a guest last time. I had him on my, I've got a new streaming show I'm doing. I'll talk about that later. But I've had him on a couple of times, and I brought him up when I was hosting Newsmax, Jen, on Sunday. Because we do this breakfast, I don't know what the hell it's called, brunch buzz or something in the morning.
It's called Jabed in the Morning.
Jabed in the Morning. And I said, you know, guys, I talked to Chris Caluri, who runs.
You like Chris.
I like Chris a lot.
Chris,
we're friends.
Guy, yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I said, look, he lowered the price from $150 to $105 mm-hmm. because they got corporate sponsors.
Right.
Now they've lowered it to $98, but I'm going to say something that's going to be annoying to a lot of people.
Here we go.
Raise it back to $150, Chris.
Wow.
Raise it. Let me tell you why.
All right.
The taxpayers are going to take a bath on this one. We are going to end up with a bill that you're going to pass on to the commuters. You're going to pass on to me as a taxpayer. And I'm already paying too damn much. And I have no interest in going to a stupid soccer game. Anybody going to the soccer match can afford it. What do you think? They're paying $1,200 for a ticket to a soccer match.
They can afford
it. They can afford it.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two. Mm. I'm making all kinds of policy statements.
I know, you're all over the place.
Number two. I think that we ought to raise the sales tax for any item related to the World Cup in and around the Meadowlands to 10% minimum. It is a captive audience that spent $1,000 a ticket. Let them pay. You're going to buy your kid some stupid sticker that costs literally some slave worker in China made it for literally a couple of pennies. They're going to charge $10 and you're going to buy it. So you may as well pay $11. And let a dollar go to the coffers in New Jersey. There you go. I said it. Two things. The sales tax in and around the Meadowlands absolutely should be higher. And the price of those tickets should go up. The taxpayers and the rest of us who hate soccer should not be on the hook for this ridiculous charade and that is going to end up putting us in the red. Okay, I said it. I feel better now.
You look better.
Wow,
yeah,
I do.
You're back to your normal color. To be clear, this is just for the games. Once the games are over, we go back.
Of course.
All right.
I see it. And I got beat up for this during the campaign because I had suggested at one point that we not lower the sales tax by a quarter point because no one would notice that. That was interpreted as, Spady just wants to raise taxes. Mm. That was false information. What I said was a user tax, gas tax, sales tax, is far more preferable than an income tax and a property tax that is so out of control right now that most of us are struggling to think about how we're going to stay in this state for the next 10, 20 years. Anyway, rant over. I now feel better. 912, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
.921 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I made some aggressive statements earlier. Yes, I favor raising the sales tax for products related to in and around the Meadowlands for anybody who's traveling to the Meadowlands. You're going to pay $10 for a sticker that some Chinese communist slave made for 2 cents, and we bought it. You're going to pay $10 for it. It's not worth anything. You may as well pay $11 and a dollar goes into the coffers in New Jersey and then let the Republicans fight about how we allocate that money. But make them pay. Make them pay. They're paying $1,200 for a ticket. Come on. And the second thing is, I think that New Jersey Transit is right and Chris Caluri has our back. And believe it or not, the governor was right about this. Don't make this a burden on the New Jersey taxpayers. Make it a burden of the people that are going to the stupid games. I hate soccer. I'm not going. If I loved soccer and I did go, I would expect to pay. So I think, Chris Caluri, you ought to raise that price back to $150 and collect it. people, the guy that can afford $1,200 for a ticket is not walking to the stadium. He's going to pay the premium to get on a train. So you got a captive audience. We're going to have literally hundreds of thousands of people descending upon northern New Jersey. Make them pay. Let's go to Gary in Colts Neck. What's up, Gary? What do you think?
I got to tell you, Bill, I know you don't want to hear this because, you know, it's like sometimes our egos can kick in, but a brilliant idea. You got to charge more tax. Absolutely, sir. You are dead on. And you know what? They did it to us many years ago as landscapers. They charged sales tax on home and when we did a landscaping job.
That's right.
Years ago, it used to be tax, no tax.
Right, and they targeted
you. $80
million. That's right.
They targeted.
That's exactly
so,
right.
Wonderful idea, and it should be even more. You want to pay that kind of money to go see these athletes, and I'm all for it. I don't go. I'd rather watch it on TV personally.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you're absolutely 150% right.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Because I
love it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, Gary. And, you know, it's time that somebody sticks up for the little guy in this place. I mean, you're not a little guy if you're paying $2,000, $3,000 for a ticket. You're a corporate guy. You're getting money. You got the money. Pay it. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you. I mean that. I'm sick and tired of it. I am paying through the nose my property taxes in Jersey just for the privilege of living in this state. And now you're telling me that the taxpayers are on the hook for almost $50 million in added transportation costs? Absolutely outrageous. You want to go to the game and spend $1,200 to watch a bunch of guys run around in shorts for a game that Americans are less interested in than most? Okay, do it. More power to you if you have the money to do that. But if you got the money to do that, you got the money to offset the cost. And by the way, don't blame me. And let me say this. This might make some people angry. Don't blame Governor Sherrill either. She inherited this ridiculousness from Phil Murphy. You want to blame somebody? Blame Phil and Tammy. They're the ones that stuck us with this. FIFA doesn't belong in New Jersey. Boy, you soccer fans are lucky I didn't win, because I would have kicked them out. Let's go to Barbara in Central Jersey. Morning, Barbara.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Not too good.
Oh, tell me why.
We got the number one largest tax increase out of the Bayshore area. Aberdeen Township, they raised it. They keep raising our taxes.
Sure.
This time it's 12.77 or 13.44. That's $231.25, a quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's $1,000 a year.
And yeah, I know.
And you know why, Barbara? My guess is because of the state S2 school funding formula. That you probably got burned, and the local town said, "Well, what are we going to do? We're gonna close the school, or we're gonna raise taxes." That's the choice that they have put on these local school boards and township committees, and it's grotesquely unfair when the budget for the state is now north of $61 billion, up from $35 billion when Chris Christie was governor. And I'm going to say it again: anybody miss Chris Christie yet? Because we had at least some sense of fiscal responsibility when Governor Christie was in charge. Now, what do we have? He kept the Democrats at bay from spiking the budget. Now, here we are, $61 billion, and your taxes, Barbara, continue to go up. And let me just throw a guess out there, Barbara. You don't have any kids in school right now.
No, I don't.
Right. I'm in the same boat. And I've got to be honest, I'm getting angrier every day. Jody and I are looking around. I've got my daughter and son-in-law living in London, and their cost of living in London is on par with New Jersey, suburban New Jersey. That's ridiculous. Wow. That's ridiculous. My son lives in California. I can tell you that there are costs in California that are way cheaper than New Jersey. Insurance is one of them. California fixed insurance. We did not. And I'm sick of it. And you're going to tell me that the NJEA, which pushes for this, had $40 million extra dollars to let Sean Spiller run for governor and fund his campaign, yet Barbara in Aberdeen has got to pay $1,000 more a year? No way. No way. I'm sick of it. We need to absolutely go on a jihad against the backroom cabal, the NJEA, and the big corporate guys who are taking our money. I am sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of the working man and the working woman in this state not getting a break. I'm sick and tired of women who want to raise their kids and be work-at-home moms are not able to do it because the tax structure in this state punishes you. This is absolutely outrageous, and it has got to stop. Thank you, Barbara, for riling me all up. Mike, you'll be first. Other side of the news, next with Jen Ercillo. Not 9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Mike, I'll get to you in 1 second. You had a good point, Jen Ercillo.
I did.
They're raising. Well, you said in the news they're charging parents now for sports.
$100 a kid in high school, $50 for middle.
And here's why this is all a lie. What will happen is middle and working class parents will have to scrape together the money to pay for their kids to go to sports while you're already paying the property taxes to subsidize the schools. Sean Spiller and the other union guys, I guess Sean has moved on, but you know, the NJEA guys continue to get rich. The profiteering still happens at the level of the superintendents. They're all making money. No superintendent's going to get cut. They're making $250,000 a year. And working parents are going to have to pay this. Now, what happens with the illegals who put their kids in, who have no jobs, who are subsidized anyway? Guess what? They're not going to be denied because of money. No one's going to be denied.
Nope.
We're just going to have to subsidize. So this is another tax on New Jerseyans, working New Jerseyans. Why don't we pay a visit to New Jersey tax for anybody that supports any of the World Cup games? I would support that. By the way, I just think it's worth noting.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump. Like, this is a total popcorn jump away from the subject.
I'm shocked.
Every year... Do you know that more than 10 people die in vending machine accidents?
Where did this come from?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
More than 10 people die in vending machine accidents. So by comparison, the 3 deaths from hantavirus, not significant. We need to better regulate vending machines. I had no idea. Also, an average of 20 people a year die from angry cows.
Oh, well, that's true.
And I would say, well, just kill the cows, but we do that, and they're delicious. So the reality is that, and by the way, let's see, what else did I learn today?
Vending machine accidents.
Hundreds of people die from falling out of their bed.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah. So we should now make it mandatory to have guardrails on every bed. Every bed, just in case. So anyway,
how high is your bed that you're falling out and dying?
Well, I think you're probably old. I think
hold on.
Like a,
let's go back.
Lawnmower
to that.
Deaths. You know, hundreds of people die from lawnmowers every year.
That I can see. Okay.
So before you get all hyped up over hantavirus, which by the way you can't catch, I don't even believe. That's fine if science wants to prove me wrong. We'll see how that plays out. I don't even believe the human-to-human transfer, and I'll tell you why. Because we get an average of 35 cases a year. In the U.S., like 35, 36, and half of them die. And I understand that. But this literally a country of almost 400 million people. So this is A, not a thing. B, you had these people, 150 people on a ship, all locked up, breathing circulated air. Because remember, this was a cold weather trip.
Yes.
This boat was going to what? Antarctica. So this is not something, it's like your cruise ship in the Caribbean where open air, I'm hanging out. No, recirculated air, heaters, presumably. And they were on a boat, stuck there because the World Health Organization is like, you got to keep them on the boat.
Right.
For how many weeks, breathing in the same recycled air, 3 deaths.
Yeah.
So, guys, I'm just not buying this hantavirus thing. I'm going to make it clear right now, and maybe this is a message for all the corporate overlords out there. I will not be wearing a mask. I didn't wear it last time. I won't be doing it this time. I will not be getting a shot. I will not follow any mandated protocol on this. Period. End of sentence. I just want you to know I drew a line in the sand during COVID.
I know.
I'm going to draw. And by the way, that article is no longer. Can't find it. Article.
No,
can't
no,
find it.
No.
It's gone.
Nope.
Gone. So, but I did, and you remember that, and if I don't want to have to do it again, but I'm telling you, I will. So let's just be very mindful that they're coming at you again. The hospitals want to profit off the ventilators. The big pharma wants to profit off the shots, and government wants to control you. It's all coming down. They're going to fail on hantavirus because it's just too stupid a virus for them to really get away with it. It was like that ridiculous monkeypox. Remember that nonsense?
Yeah.
They tried with that. They failed. Then the 72nd, right, the 72nd variant of coronavirus, that didn't work. Now we got hantavirus. Something else is coming. Bird flu. I don't know. Live your life. Ignore all of the noise. eat healthier, you won't need the doctor. I'm telling you guys, you can change your life. And we don't do it. We got a country that is fat, diabetic, and prone to heart disease. That is not because your body isn't functioning. It's because your entire life for the last 30, 40 years, you have been poisoned. That's the reality. All those dyes, all those preservatives, all the seed oils, which is industrial waste, by the way. Anyway, throw it all out. Don't eat it. Don't eat bioengineered food. Resist the snack bars and the protein bars and all the nonsense. Resist it. You'll thank me when you're living in your 80s. Let's go to Mike in Woodbine. Oh, again, Jen, I feel better now.
I know, you're
another vent.
Fired up.
I'm really feeling good today. Mike in Woodbine, what do you got?
Yeah, Bill, you're triggering me. You mentioned Chris Christie, bro. First of all, the guy, he raised the gas tax, okay?
I was on the front lines fighting him on that. I know you were,
but I'm just saying the guy raised the gas tax. No Democrat, even Corzine, even McGreevy didn't mess with that. He did it. Now what happens? They raise it and raise it and raise it. Then the guy campaigned on getting fixing the Supreme Court. He never did. He also, they had Democrats padded their majorities during his tenure as governor. The guy was a waste of time.
But Mike, look at it this way. Governor Christie vetoed a lot of the more aggressive spending, and he had a Democratic legislature. Now, that said, I hear what you're saying, and I fought him during his time for sure. What I'm saying is Governor Christie, at the very least, kept the budget under control, where now it is almost double what it was just 8 years ago. So the Democrats, the more to blame, Mike, are the people like Steve Oroho, these fake conservatives who lie about being conservatives and then screw the people in the back room. Steve Oroho, the lousy senator in Sussex County, walked into my studio trying to sell me the gas tax because Christie knew he was too dumb to really figure it out. So they gave him a stack of papers and like, oh, let dummy Oroho do it. He walked in and he starts going through, what I tell you, like a 4-inch stack of paperwork. And I'm like, Steve, I don't have time for that. I'm on radio. We've got 4 minutes. Give me your best shot. And it was such a just unclear. They had no idea what they were talking about because Christie used these guys to get his agenda through because he wanted the cash flow so he could renovate the state house. They used that guaranteed money so they could borrow more money. You're not wrong about that. But the legislature, specifically the Republicans, let him do it. Guys like John DeMeo are the problem. Guys like Oroho, who's no longer there, thankfully. John DeMeo, Tony Bucco. These are the losers. Krista Phillips. These losers in the state house that allow this stuff to happen. And you know what's happened, Mike? In the last two cycles, we've lost 11 seats because they have no clear direction on budgeting or taxes. Anyway.
Now, what I really called about was about, I was in South Dakota recently.
Yeah, great state.
And they taxed. It's a beautiful state, great state, well run. All right, they tax food, and it's fun. Well, now I was wondering why they do that because they don't have a state income tax.
That's right.
Basically, everything is a consumption tax.
I love
it. New Jersey would starve its its entire system here by going to a consumption tax, right, and get rid of the state income.
I love it.
They'll have to figure out a way how to do it.
Well, let me tell you something. Jim Florio tried it, and they crucified him for it, and he lost his reelection. And had Florio's tax increase actually taken hold, we would not be in the same budget crisis we're in now. I had a farm in South Dakota for a number of years. Jody and I invested in a farm, and it was a working farm, made money. And my real estate taxes on a 40-acre farm, I think I paid $400 a year. And it's because of what you're saying.
Beautiful.
Well, it's what you're saying. It's that when you go there, you pay for the hotels, you pay extra on your meals, all those things. But still, the cost of living is a lot lower. Now, the downside is you got to live in South Dakota, and it's hard to get to. I mean, but to your point, Mike, with the consumption in New Jersey, I agree with that. What if you had a 10% consumption tax, and you eliminated our real estate taxes?
Unbelievable.
Everybody would do that. The average real estate tax is $10,000 a year. You'd have to spend $100,000.
If you run again, that's what you got to do, my man.
You know, I'll tell you something. You know, a lot of people are asking me what I'm going to. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, but I can tell you that what would be different is I would be much more aggressive with these out-of-the-box ideas that are not embraced by the Republicans or the Democrats. They are much more populist ideas that say these big international companies that come here and they just rake the citizens over the coals, they should be paying more. That's why some of these socialists are gaining traction, because they've got the rhetoric down. The policies are wrong because they're not thinking about the working man. And we need someone. Anyway, 10 seconds.
Let me recommend something to you, my man.
Go ahead,
when you run again, you have to do AI ads like that guy out there in L.A., the guy running for mayor of L.A., do that. The guy's going to pull it off.
Spencer Pratt. I am going to have him on my streaming show soon.
He's a rock star, man.
I love this guy. I am with you on Spencer Pratt. You watch that guy. He's a rising star, man. Thank you, Mike. Have a great rest of your day. 947, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
954 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. You guys got to get out of here. Travis, sorry, I don't have any more time left in the show. It is coming up on 10 o'clock. Let's see. I got to get out of here, but I will be back 6 tomorrow.